SBS Radio.
Janka Weiss, German Australian Travelista, on varannut Uluron matkoja turisteille jo useiden vuosien ajan. Weissin haaveena on jonain päivänä matkustaa Jankunjajaran pyhälle paikalle. Pitjanjanjaran kansan vieraana käy vuosittain yli 250 000 henkilöä.
I would go into the desert resort or I would go to the dinner of silence, okay? I have heard so much about it and it definitely the dinner is outside, literally in the desert, and you just have got your table prepared for you and for the group in the desert. The experience and the stars and everything, it is just absolutely breathtaking. And of course the walk, the culturally walk around the Uluru to feel the energy and the pulse of Australia, because that's what I think. That's what it's all about.
Viimeisimpien tilastokeskuksen arvioiden mukaan sodan jälkeisten sukupolvien ulkomaanmatkailu on kasvanut 80% viimeisen 5 vuoden aikana. Sarah Britwhistle 50 Plus Travel Clubista sanoo, että suurin osa heidän asiakkaitaan on 50 ja 70 välillä. He haluavat matkustaa ulkomaille, kun ovat vielä hyvässä kunnossa ja aktiivisia.
I find that people traveling in Australia is what they might do when they're a little bit older, when they can't do that long travel anymore. But I always think, what a shame, because it is the continent here of exploration. We shouldn't be leaving it till we're too, you know, long in the tooth. You want to get out and be able to walk Kings Canyon in the middle of Australia. It's gorgeous, beautiful oasis in the middle of a canyon that you can hike up to the top of to see.
Vaikka monet asiakkaista ovat innokkaita matkustamaan muille maille, Britwhistlen mukaan monet matkaajat valitsevat risteilyn, joiden satamakohteista voi varata sisämaahan suuntautuvia retkiä.
Might start from Sydney and go to Perth, or Brisbane up to Darwin, and then they might do the Ghan down into Adelaide. And we've seen people realize they don't want to just see Australia by sea, and so obviously they get off the ship and they might do some land-based touring. And of course, it gives them the best of both worlds. They get to see beautiful coastlines and regional areas that might not be able to be easily accessed. So a cruise ship can be quite beautiful and easy to get around and to access different ports.
Jos laivalle jämähtäminen huolestuttaa, Britwhistle suosittelee 4 päivän junamatkaa Darwinista Adelaideen kuuluisalla Ghan junalla. Junan 90-vuotisjuhlallisuuksien lähestyessä hän suosittelee varauksen tekoa ajoissa, jotta pääsee mukaan 2979 kilometrin matkalle.
It does go to Cooper Pedy. So if you think about those underground homes, that they do stop on that journey. And the train is such a fun experience. You get to share a 4-night trip on off-train experiences. So for a morning, you might go out to Catherine Gorge and see that. And certainly from a travel point of view, it's a very easy option to just hop on the train in Darwin, head down for a couple of hours, hop off in Catherine, have a nice couple of hours off, see beautiful Catherine, and then you head on down to Alice Springs. And so the whole way through, you're seeing the Red Centre, which of course we all know. Most people think, oh, I'd love to see it, but never get to see it.
Monet Janka Weissin yli 50-vuotisista matkaajista ovat kiinnostuneita vierailemaan Australian kauniilla saarilla. Suosikkikohteisiin kuuluvat Hamilton Island, Norfolk Island ja Fraser Island, maailman suurin hiekkasaari.
We just have been recently there. It turns out to be a really well-loved spot just for a week to hang out and to explore the island. With guided tours, this depends how active you would like to be and how much you trust yourself to hire a 4-wheel drive and go over the sand.
Tracy Rivers, National Seniors Travelista, suosittelee Tasmaniaa. Roy Morganin uuden tutkimuksen mukaan Hobart on Australian nopeimmin kasvava matkailukohde. Se on 3. suosituin kaupunkikohde Australiassa Melbournein ja Sydneyn jälkeen.
Tasmania is a wonderful destination. It offers varied things. It has an amazing history with Port Arthur and some of the penal colonies that were there at the time. There's also Richmond Bridge, which is an amazing bridge that's there. Also, Tasmania is known for its food and wine, even though it's a small place. there's lots to see and do.
Bronwyn White New Young Travelista suosittelee automatkaa, joka tuo mukanaan vapauden ja jännityksen tunnetta. Hän törmää yhä useammin yli 55-vuotiaisiin naisiin, jotka lähtevät seikkailemaan yksin.
That's a sort of trip. A trip around Australia is truly life-changing. And it's a funny topic because people quite often talk about the sense of freedom and that kind of hitting the road and it's you and the road and the red dirt and the Australian bush and nobody else. And I guess it gives you time to really reflect on yourself and being at one with nature. And, you know, those sorts of experiences are really quite transformative for a lot of people.
Tracy Rivers sanoo, että matkavakuutuksen tulisi olla kunnossa myös kotimaan matkailua varten.
It helps if something was to go wrong. Even here in Australia, they're not going to cover for medical costs, obviously, because that's covered by Medicare here in Australia. But if something happened and you needed to stay a week later or a flight was cancelled or things happen all the time, it's always a very good idea to have travel insurance.
Kaikilla ei ole varaa tai aikaa eksoottisempaan matkailuun. Bronwyn White lisää, että joskus myös tunnin tai kahden päässä kaupungeista olevat matkakohteet tarjoavat kiinnostavia kulttuurielämyksiä.
In and around Sydney even, you can do some indigenous tours not far from Sydney. Or you can go, you know, anywhere out bush and then out the outback. But there's some really fabulous and interesting local museums in regional areas and cultural experiences that you can have. I mean, going to the pub and having a lunch at some of these places is a cultural experience. You know, it's out there that you get to meet some really interesting people with really interesting jobs that are on the land. That's the beauty of it. And you're near hospitals, you're safe, you're at home.
sbs.com.au